Good day. You're tuned in to the Weekly Finance News Wrap this Saturday, January 3rd, 2026. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, in partnership with Financial Services Online, your reliable source for personal and business loan finance. Remember, you can find more about our offers on financialservicesonline.com.au. Let's dive into this week's financial news. In our first story, the Reserve Bank of Australia has maintained steady interest rates, signaling continued confidence in the Australian economy. This decision supports both consumer spending and business investment, which have been rebounding after the challenges of the past year. On to the housing market. Australia's real estate industry continues to display outstanding resilience. The movement of people into regional areas has led to significant investment in these regions, showcasing a healthy diversification in the property industry. Transitioning to corporate news, Australia's tech industry has made headlines with local startups attracting substantial international investment. This growth demonstrates the increasing global confidence in Australian innovation, improving job prospects, and strengthening our national economy. In recent retail news, despite the turbulence caused by global supply chain disruptions, Australian retailers have reported better than expected holiday sales. This is largely due to shoppers supporting local businesses, which truly reflects the Australian spirit. Lastly, in the energy sector, the transition towards green and renewable energy has gained momentum with a series of new solar and wind projects breaking ground across the country. This transition not only benefits our environment, but also creates jobs and strengthens our energy security. That wraps up our weekly finance news. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the most relevant stories affecting your wallet. Financial Services Online thanks you for tuning in and invites you to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for personal and business financial solutions. Until next week, stay informed and keep financially fit, Australia.